Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Happy Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Jeremy and Joe, Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. A lot of Bengals-Chiefs highlights on right now. Bengals are 0-2, which is pretty much what they do every year. They start 0-2.
Did you see the stat they had yesterday on this? They have the worst record in weeks 1 and 2 in the NFL in the last 6 years. I think it's 1 in... I think we can do the math here. 1 in 10, 1 in 11? I think it's 1 in 11.
Yeah.
They've started 0-2 five of the last 6 years.
And that's not all Burrow's hurt. They're just slow out of the gate.
Yeah, what is that? Is that Zach Taylor?
Well, their next two are the Commanders and the Panthers.
Okay, so they'll be fine?
You might feel all right about that one.
Okay, yep, they'll get back.
Well, the Commanders, you know, they got to the red zone. They kicked 7 field goals for a combined, I saw this, 213 yards. So 7.
That was the total offense?
Total field goal
total
distance.
Total field goal distance.
213 yards, so an average kick of 31 yards.
So they got in close every time. And then kicked?
Yeah, pretty much. Jeremy and Joe. It's funny, like, waking up this morning, Sal's coming in for the Extra Point Show at 10, and he kind of asked the same question, like, all right, let's do an AFC conversation. He said, who are your top three? The way we asked it was, who's good? Who looks good 2 weeks in?
It's almost like, is there a top three?
Who looks good? The Bills.
The Bills are in it, right?
Yeah, the Bills look good.
The Bills look really good.
Their defense looks very good. Their offense looks very good. I mean, if you were to, I should have looked this up before I came into it, but Sam Martin punts. Like, the Bills haven't exactly had no punt games, but he's not been busy. Their defense has been great.
No, would he have won against the Cardinals? And then...
He's got 5 punts this year.
Okay.
2 games.
Were 4 of them in garbage time against the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Also?
Yeah. When they didn't care about a game, they're running out the clock.
Yeah.
The Bills' offense has been good. It's been efficient. They're hitting in the passing game to a point. They're hitting in the run game. The defense has been awesome in 2 straight games for the most part. The first half against Arizona, you might not have liked that. But, I mean, the Bills are definitely one of the teams that looks good right now.
I think the most impressive thing, too, is absolutely what they are doing on defense with all the injuries they have. Because every game, there is a team that is doing something poorly, and there, right there, is the announcer or there's somebody on Twitter to remind you, like, hey, the Rams offense, you know why it looks as bad as it does right now? Because they have a bunch of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why who else was like this? I guess it was the Rams defense too. Do you know why the Ravens, you know, blocking looks bad? Because they're missing a lineman, and their line was already poor, I guess. But, you know, there are these injuries around the league that teams are suffering from, and the Bills have their injuries, and they're not even really suffering,
Would they suffer if they're on offense? That's very possible.
If they have the same amount of injuries?
If you pick 3 players from the offense that are the equivalent of Milano, Bernard, and Taron Johnson, who are you taking? It's like Dawkins, Shakir.
And Kincaid.
Might be a little tougher. But, yeah. Right, the point's not lost on me. Like, their defense is doing it with injuries.
Right. That's a good point, though. Like, they're built to... I think they're built to overcome injuries on defense.
Yeah, the system is pretty good.
Last year, they pretty much overcame it. Even when they were... Remember that stretch in the middle where they were, like, teams... It kind of seemed like teams could do whatever they wanted on the Bills, and, like, their DVOA numbers were bad. It's like, guys, this Bills defense is not the same. And then you looked at the games at the end, it's like, all right, they gave up 24 to the Bengals. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they got them off the field. They gave up 18 to the Bucks. You know, maybe the Patriot game was the one last year that was bad. But they overcame it, and they figured out the answers. So, the Bills, like, McDermott on the defense, and then Allen on offense. Like, they've just got a foundation that not a lot of other teams have on both sides of the football. They have a, it feels like they have a bare minimum on both sides of the football, right? They have a floor, even on offense. Like, I might agree with you that if they lost Kincaid and Shakir and Dawkins, it would hurt more than it would hurt on defense. But even still, they have Allen. What would they be? The 15th best offense in the league? Like, a lot of other teams, they have injuries like that, and they go to the bottom. And I feel like on both sides of the ball, the Bills can't go further than the middle point.
Yeah. It is the next step for this Bills offense, right, is they've played two games, and they really haven't needed too much of their passing game. They certainly didn't need too much against the Dolphins. I mean, Allen was a big catalyst in the Arizona game. They come back from down 14, which is very pedestrian for this team these days. But, you know, the Dolphin game is five catches for Shakir, bunch of targets and catches for Shakir, and no other receiver is really even relevant in the game. And that doesn't have to be a problem. But I do, if I was to say, like, all right, you got 15 more games to play, what's still to determine about this Bills defense? One would be, you know, how do they look against a great quarterback? They played Kyler Murray and Tua, who are middle guys that can definitely sting you. I mean, Kyler looked great yesterday.
He was insane.
And Tua led the league in passing, and the Bills have answers against that team. This week, it's Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's pretty good. Thought to be pretty good. All right, that's a little bit of a test. Then it's Lamar, and then it's Stroud. I mean, they're going to go through all of them, pretty much. They're going to go through the Niners. We've been through this. The schedule is not forgiving. And then the second question would be, you know, if it's a season where your defense is this good, maybe your offense won't have to answer the bell every single time. Maybe concerns about their receivers will be overblown because they won't need them as much this year as they have in years past. I don't know. I'm still eager to see if they can win every type of game. So far, it's the defense that's done the job. The second half, they do not, you know, they give up next to nothing against Arizona, a kick return touchdown. And against Miami, it was just, you know, domination start to finish. So there's still lots to figure out, but they look like one of the three best teams in the AFC. And you have to give it to Kansas City because you're required by law to include them in the top three, no matter where they are. And after Bills and Chiefs, you know, Texans look okay.
The Bengals, there was another stat. There's a lot of stats from that game. One was before the field goal, they had, in the last six meetings, the Bengals and Chiefs had the exact same amount of points against each other. Like, it was six games worth of meetings between the Chiefs and the Bengals, same point total. And then the Chiefs kicked the game-winning field goal. So maybe it's plus three over six games. The Bengals are 0-2, but they just play the Chiefs great, right? They're always in it. I mean, the Bills maybe are always in it, too. The Bengals, though, like, they are right there every time they play Kansas City. Like, I know they're 0-2, but I don't know. This is what they do every year. They always are slow out of the gate. The numbers prove that. They always play the Chiefs tough. Burrow, I guess, like, there was no wrist stuff yesterday. There was a little bit in week one of, hey, is he moving his wrist weird? Is he following through on his throw? Can he pick up the Gatorade bottle? There was none of that really in week two, and he took a bunch of hits too, and he looked fine through it. So they don't even have T. Higgins back yet, right? Like, that might be this week that he comes back. So they're 0-2, but I feel like I gotta put the Bengals in that category still.
It feels like Groundhog Day because the Bengals are 0-2.
It's just
the Bills,
every year.
The Bills look good, and the Chiefs look vulnerable, as they put that in finger quotes. Hey, what year is it?
Yeah, so the script writers are doing the same story
same
again?
Same year, every year.
Even with the Bengals?
Yep, every year. 803-0550, our phone number, have asked via Twitter and on the phones, what did you take away from the NFL's Week 2 slate? I'll tell you something I learned quickly. If you were watching Texans-Bears last night, first off, Caleb Williams has not led them to a touchdown yet. He's not thrown a touchdown or been a part of a touchdown yet.
Yeah, he had one yesterday by Khalil Herbert, who ran it in.
He's had some flashes, but much different than the preseason where it's all on display. Caleb Williams is having a little bit of a tougher time. But one thing I learned, this was very odd. Did you see the play that got challenged yesterday when the throw goes to Diggs? I think it's third and six. And he catches it and turns up and dives for the marker and goes out of bounds.
Yes, yes.
He was marked a yard and a half short.
Yep.
The Texans challenge. And it comes back. This is one of those things like learning how the NFL works, and you tell me if this makes any sense. The Texans are challenging the ruling on the field that the runner was short of the line to gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. He dove out of bounds. Did he get the ball past where he has to get the first down? I thought he did.
Mm-hmm.
They marked him short. They did move the ball. They moved the ball and, okay, and re-spotted it. And that counts as a lost challenge. So they watch the play again.
Yeah.
They do move the ball. And they say, but you didn't get the first down, which is what you challenged for. So that's going to cost you a timeout.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that because my natural follow-up, which I don't think you can answer, maybe Gene Steratore could, would be, well, what if I just don't challenge the first down marker?
That's what Ryan Fitzpatrick tweeted yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, this Diggs challenge, why would you ever challenge if he got the first down and not just challenge the spot?
Right. Because if it was, I think technically, hey, if you got a throw on first and 10 that goes for, it went for 6 yards, but the ref marked it 2 yards short. You technically could challenge that, couldn't you? And say, hey, I think he got 6. You marked him for 4.
Yeah.
You could challenge the spot. So why wouldn't you just do that with the first down marker, I guess?
So Fitz asked this question.
Yeah.
And he got the rule book in here. It got kind of deep. Like, this is where, hey, we love football, but we're learning new rules all the time.
There's technicalities.
It feels like we're just making it up on the fly. Yeah. There's a good 10 years we all thought the NFL made rules on the fly. They still might. So if the play happens in the middle of the field, you can challenge whether or not it's a first down, but not the spot. Fitz is asking, in regards to the spot on the boundary, can you challenge where the ball went out of bounds and not whether or not it's a first down?
Yeah.
So, I'm not challenging the spot. I'm not challenging whether it's a first down. I'm challenging where it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that?
A challenge is, now I'm into the rule book. It's crazy.
This is nuts.
We did move the ball. We reviewed the play you wanted reviewed. We moved the ball, but that's actually still a wrong. You got
it's
that.
Like,
you got
so,
that wrong.
So we were wrong, but you were wrong too. So you lose your timeout. Yeah. You lose your challenge.
Yep. A challenge is successful only if the ruling of whether a new series was awarded is changed, regardless of whether the ball was moved closer to the line to gain, is the rule.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I think you should win the challenge, right? The challenge is the ref was wrong on the spot. And the ref was wrong on the spot.
Yes.
Just not as wrong as he hoped.
So maybe D'Amico Ryans was wrong in what he said in jail. Uh-huh.
So there's a different way you could word it.
So there's a new thing for coaches to learn today. Hey, real quick, don't tell the official you want to challenge for the first down. You want to challenge where the ball went out of bounds.
Right.
They lost the challenge on that.
Yeah, I did not know this. I think the NFL has too many technicalities. if this is true.
This is why Gene Steratore is in the booth for moments like that.
Yep.
803-0550. Okay, so takeaways. We'll get some tweets on this. Vinny writes in, of all the AFC contenders, we have the best offensive line so far. That's from Vinny.
Okay. I might not hate that. Pro Football Focus had them fifth in the league going into this week. Like a little bit off week one, but also like what the preseason projection was. They had them as the number five line in the league. And did the Dolphins bother Allen at all on Sunday? There was really nothing, right? Like he, I don't know how much opportunity they had though. It was only 19 dropbacks,
right?
But the Bills ran the ball well. So, I mean, what would that mean also if they have a top line in the conference? That would be a strength of their offense that you might need if your receivers aren't good at getting open, right? My mind goes to, okay, well, if I don't have great separators at wide receiver, what's one way to overcome that? My line gives Allen 5 seconds, and then Allen can give an extra 3 seconds because he runs. And now I have 7 seconds to get open. It's exaggerating a little bit. Is that overreacting? They have the best line in the AFC?
I don't know.
The Chiefs yesterday, their left tackle spot is going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking penalties all day. They had a rookie playing there, and then Wanya Morris came in, and he took a penalty that set up that 4th and 16, right? Hands to the face.
Yep.
The Ravens line looks really bad. The Dolphins line looked bad.
The Jets line
doesn't look great. Like, of the contenders, I have no idea if Houston is a good line or not. I'll say that up front. But I got a couple other contenders that I could say, yeah, like they've got problems on the offensive line. I don't feel like the Bills do.
Yeah, if you're saying just contenders, the Chargers are going to get a lot of love for having a good line.
Okay, right.
But I don't know if they're a contender.
Joe Alt, I saw a highlight package of him shutting down Max Crosby in the first game.
I'm glad you mentioned him. Have you seen his nickname?
For who?
Joe Alt?
No.
Joe Alt nickname. Yeah.
It's not like Jumbo Joe or something?
No, it's better.
It's better than Jumbo Joe.
I'm very happy to say this. I'm very happy to tell you that in 2024, we have an offensive lineman nickname, and it's
okay.
And it's awesome.
Can't remember the last offensive lineman nickname. Did Quentin Nelson have a nickname?
Well, offensive lineman nicknames.
The Fridge. No, he's not an offensive lineman.
He's a defensive lineman. Defensive lineman. Joe Alt's nickname. Are you ready for it?
Sure, because I don't think
I can't think
of another offensive lineman that's ever had a nickname.
Or at least like a meme name kind of surround that goes with him in highlights.
Schnow?
No.
Dawkins?
The Snowman, there's one for
the Snowman, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Joe Alt Delete. It's so good. Joe Alt Delete. It's so good.
Joe Alt Delete?
Yes.
That actually is amazing.
It's really good. For an offensive lineman.
I was not entertaining like the keyboard.
No,
framed a nickname there.
Joe Alt Delete.
Okay, best offensive lineman nickname in the league right now.
In 50 years.
I mean, maybe.
It's so good.
Yeah, that is terrific.
What other offensive linemen had nicknames? Like real honest to goodness
nicknames.
I'm over here thinking about Anthony Munoz. Did he ever have one? Like that's older than you for sure. You're not going all the way back to Anthony Munoz.
Nope. That's what 80s Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 80s, I don't Bengals. I don't go back to 80s Bengals, sadly. The Bills had a group of linemen nickname, right?
Yeah.
They had the Electric Company, yeah. Right? That's kind of close.
Yep. The Hogs.
That's Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've groups of linemen.
You don't really get individual linemen getting that.
Okay. This is maybe new territory. And it's a great start if we're just beginning to do offensive lineman nicknames with Joe Alt Delete.
House Ballard is a good one. Guy named House.
His real name wasn't
Howard.
House.
No, it's Howard.
It was Howard Ballard.
House Ballard.
Okay.
It's good.
I guess I didn't know that. Probably if I thought about it for 3 seconds, I might have figured it out that his real first name wasn't House. House Ballard.
Yeah. 803-0550. I'm so glad you mentioned Joe Alt. Joe Alt Delete.
Mm-hmm. Harbaugh.
Real football Harbaugh with is his, back.
Harbaugh, you know, he's so into these wins against terrible teams. This guy. I'm going to really hate the Chargers, I think, until they play the Chiefs. If they get in the Chiefs' hair. But you beat Carolina. Settle down. The worst team I feel like I've seen in a decade in the NFL. Maybe ever.
Carolina.
Have you ever seen, well, there's been winless teams, right? Detroit went 0-16.
I mean, Carolina's
guy ran out of the back.
Carolina has a look at it.
At 0-16?
Yeah. Bryce Young, you know, there are busts and then there are busts. Bryce Young is staring right in the face of being, how could anyone have thought this guy could do the job?
Yeah.
Joe, his stats from yesterday, his numbers from yesterday, It's almost impossible to conceive someone being this bad at playing quarterback. He threw the ball 26 times for 84 yards. It's almost impossible.
I didn't look at his stat line. 84 yards?
His QBR, you mentioned that Kyler Murray's QBR was a 98.2.
99. Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, 98.2.
Bryce Young's QBR yesterday was 6. And to drive it home even more, you know how bad everyone knows Zach Wilson was, right?
Uh-huh.
Zach Wilson was terrible. And his EPA, or I got to find out exactly which, he's like Zach Wilson and a half bad. Take all of how bad Zach Wilson was at this point in his career,
mm-hmm.
and take half of that, add it on top of it, that's how bad Bryce Young has been. Terrible. Andy in Cheektowaga. Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I was thinking about a nickname. Wasn't there a guy in the Dallas Cowboys when we played them in the Super Bowl? I think it was Eric Williams. Didn't they call him Eric Big Cat Williams?
Big Cat.
I'm not mistaken.
That sounds – there's definitely been a couple of Big Cats. I mean, offensive lineman and defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Nate Newton never got a nickname? James Williams was Big Cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that lineman that threw up on a football yesterday going to get a nickname?
That's a good one, too.
He should get a nickname.
Again, like watching the whole league, if you're not at a Bills game, you get an awful lot.
You notice things you might miss otherwise.
And one thing that happened was there's a play in the Packers game where Malik Willis did not throw a ball on a third down, and the play call was to throw the ball.
Yep.
And the reason he didn't throw the ball is because his center had thrown up on the ball before snapping it. The center...
Immediately before snapping it.
The center pukes, snaps the ball.
On the football.
And Willis gets a ball with puke vomit on it.
Football's gross, man. this happens like weekly, doesn't it? There's a lot of puking out there. Pacheco did it last week, right? You see videos once in a while, like just on the field right before a snap, and then guys play through it like it's nothing. Nasty. Willis couldn't throw the football because it was slippery, I guess, then. I don't even want to think about the mechanics of it. Super gross.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Bit of an around-the-league kind of Monday as we just kind of dip into everything we saw. I'm trying to think of like other games that just flashed. The Niners, Christian McCaffrey to the IR.
Yeah.
That could be... I've seen some saying that could be the season.
I saw, even, was it Rappaport said it could be 6 or more? Achilles tendonitis. I mean, Shanahan said, I think, Thursday, McCaffrey practiced limited Wednesday and then did again on Thursday. And after Thursday, Shanahan said that was the worst day he's had. And then they put him on IR the next day.
So it's going the wrong way.
So it was going the wrong way. Yeah. So they placed him on injured reserve.
One other thing to watch. Sam Darnold. The Vikings are respectable, and Darnold looks respectably good, which is not good news because the Bills have their second-round pick, and we might have been looking and thinking that Minnesota was going to have a high second-round pick. Now, they still might. They were ready to turn things over to J.J. McCarthy. When McCarthy went out for the year... you might have looked at that as, well, good. That means Minnesota will be terrible. But it's possible they might have gone to McCarthy and gone through growing pains and been okay with a 5-12 kind of season if McCarthy struggled. But Darnold, who is in, his fourth opportunity? Yeah, Carolina included. Fourth opportunity for Darnold, and it's gone well in 2 weeks.
Fourth team. Third opportunity, really.
That's right. Never got one in San Francisco. That's right.
And maybe the first time he's had a competent coach.
That's right.
Because he went from... Is it possible he's... I saw some Jets fans tweeting this yesterday. Maybe it was while they were losing. And Darnold threw a 97-yard touchdown to Jefferson. Darnold went from Adam Gase to Matt Rhule. And now he's in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, who I think is a good offensive coach.
Yeah.
And basically there was some tweeting by Jets fans yesterday of like, okay, so Rodgers looks old. And this is maybe, even if he's good, what is it, a one-year thing? And there are now...
You're saying go get Darnold?
There are two failed Jet quarterbacks in the league yesterday that looked great. Geno Smith threw for 300 yards, and Sam Darnold looked awesome. That'd be like if It'd be like if EJ Manuel was and JP Losman were just running around out there in the league right now looking great.
There's another franchise that had two quarterbacks that look great.
Who?
Carolina. Darnold and Baker.
Oh, right.
Baker was in Carolina for a hot minute.
And then the guys that could have had, like CJ Stroud.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, since leaving Carolina, 46 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
Pretty good.
Yep. Marvin Harrison, big day. Bills shut him down. Maybe they didn't realize they had him until yesterday, but he looked pretty good. Bit of a coming out party for some of the rookie receivers, at least near the top of the draft. Not so much Adunze, but Harrison and Neighbors for sure. Jeremy and Joe, we'll talk with Chris Brown, get his thoughts on the Miami game and the league in total about an hour from now as part of Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We're, of course, a week away. Bills and Jags, Monday Night Football coming up next. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.